From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. We'll have a full 4 hours of open lines for you tonight. And by the way, I wish you all a happy Easter a little bit later on. I will be back in Los Angeles for the program beginning on Monday as I leave the cave in St. Louis. By the way, John Lear sent me an email tonight. Simply asked for a favor, and for John, absolutely. We normally don't mention birthdays, but this is very special. Happy birthday to Mike Markoff, 87 years old today, a very faithful and avid fan of Coast to Coast. Mike was born in Missouri, but moved to Las Vegas with his father in 1931 and worked on the construction of the Boulder Dam. He flew the legendary B-17 bomber over Germany during World War II, and after the war was assigned to Nellis Air Force Base. He met and married Elsa Nielsen of the then-renowned Nielsen twins and has been active in Nevada political affairs and aviation organizations since then. Happy birthday to you, Mike, and thanks for listening to Coast to Coast. Well, he's at it again. The president of Iran again lashed out at Israel and said it was heading toward annihilation just days after Tehran raised fears about its nuclear activities by saying it successfully enriched uranium for the very first time. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called Israel a permanent threat to the Middle East that will soon be liberated. He also appeared to again question whether the Holocaust really happened. He says the land of Palestine, referring to the British-mandated territory that includes all of Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank, will be freed soon. If any of you do not believe in this guy's anger, animosity, and threats, you're missing something here. This is a country that is now on the brink of developing nuclear weapons. If this guy continues saying what he's saying, something is going to happen. And you just can't stop idly by and let him continue to spout what he's spouting. President Bush has issued a strong statement of support for Donald Rumsfeld on Friday, despite several calls for the defense secretary's resignation by six ex-generals this month. Some former top military generals say Rumsfeld has not been held accountable for failures in Iraq and ignores the advice of generals. Rumsfeld has no plans to step down. The generals appear to be right, I'm afraid. Tax time, you can file on Monday. President Bush has reported his adjusted gross income of $735,180 for last year, in which he paid $187,768 in federal taxes. And the White House also released the 2005 tax return filed by Vice President Dick Cheney and his wife, Lynn. According to the return, the Cheneys have overpaid their taxes this year, and they are going to get a whopping refund of $1.9 million. In Tennessee, using traps baited with honey buns and donuts, officials are trying to capture a black bear that killed a six-year-old girl, critically injured her mother and two-year-old brother. The family had been at a pool below a waterfall when the bear attacked. Witnesses said the bear snatched up the boy in its mouth as the mother and other visitors of the campground tried to fend it off with sticks and rocks. What a horrible situation. The six-year-old girl ran away but was later found dead about 100 yards down the trail. A new optical telescope designed solely to detect light signals from alien civilizations has opened for work at an observatory in Harvard. This is exciting stuff. It will conduct a year-round survey scanning all of the Milky Way galaxy visible in the northern hemisphere. Some experts believe alien societies are at least as likely to use light for communicating as well as radio transmissions, so that's what they're going to look for. The new telescope, 72-inch primary mirror, is the first dedicated optical SETI, that's search for extraterrestrial intelligence telescope, in the world. The Pope has delivered a blistering attack on satanic ways of modern society, warning against evil, that is, danger of destroying humanity. In a series of Good Friday meditations, the Pope says that society is in the grip of a kind of anti-Genesis, described as a diabolical pride aimed at eliminating the family. And you might remember some time ago, we had the devil channeler on the program, Dimitri. And he made a prediction that, well, all hell would fall through on or before Good Friday. Well, it's Good Friday. I haven't seen anything horrible happen yet. So maybe in this particular case, the devil channeler was all washed up. Open lines for you this hour. And next hour, we'll get into some more, and I'll open up a special hotline next hour for you. This hour, here are the numbers, west of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line is 818-501-4721. And the wildcard line, ready to go, 818-501-4109. I'm George Norrie. And this is Coast to Coast AM. Hey, we heard from Art this weekend, so he's going to be ready to go for his weekend shows beginning on Saturday. So get ready for that. Welcome back, Art. Let's go to the phones. We've got open lines for you. 4 hours worth. I tell you, one of the main reasons for that is I normally do 2 to 3 hours of open lines every Friday. Last Friday, though, we only did 1 hour, and then I had to scuttle off because of my son's wedding. And so I don't want you to feel left out. So we're going to do the full 4 hours tonight of open lines. First hour, you know, let yourself loose. And the next hour, we'll have more discussions, but I'm going to open up a special topic line. I'll tell you about that next hour. Let's go to the east of the Rockies line. Where are you calling from? You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi there. My name's Mike. I'm calling from Fountain Inn, South Carolina.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Good. The reason I'm calling, George, is I don't know if you remember a woman named Nancy Fowler. She was allegedly having visions of the Virgin Mary and Jesus in the 90s.
And I do not remember her, but go ahead, Mike. Tell us more.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it was in a town called Conyers, Georgia. And I did some research on that. And I would say that probably about 90% of what was going on there can be explained naturally. For example, there was glare-type patterns on film, which could be explained normally, nothing supernatural involved, but there were some things, though, that seemed to me that could indicate that it may have been a some type of a government mind control experiment. The reason is there was some research done by some scientists, and there was a book called Why Do You Test Me? And in that book, these researchers, chronic equipment, set up medical equipment on Nancy, and it did tested her brainwave patterns. And on the electronic equipment, while she was having these visions, it was indicating some type of electromagnetic messages or some electromagnetic signals on the electronic equipment. And she also showed unusual brainwave patterns. And this has all been documented in this book very well. And also, there was a phenomenon that Charles Fort had written about. It's called sky falls.
Yes.
That's an unusual thing. Yeah, fall from the sky. And there's a film called Miracles, Fact or Fiction. And this aired on TV, and the tape's still available.
Well, you know, one of the old television show, One Step Beyond, did a great program on things falling from the sky. It was based in a Western city, and rocks would fall, and then I guess fish would fall. It was a very strange situation. But back to this woman, Nancy. Do you believe she indeed did see the Virgin Mary or visions of, or do you think it was just all natural? As you were saying, some of them were.
I think majority of it can be explained naturally. Like there was a woman that was carrying this cross around, and she claimed to return to gold. Well, the cross was huge. If it was gold, she never could have been able to carry that much weight.
No, and let me tell you, somebody would have robbed her by then anyway. Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
George Norrie.
Yes, sir.
Indeed, what a pleasure it is to speak with you, and I'm one lucky son of a gun, I guess, because I've been listening to Art and you for about 10 years. First time I called, first time I got through, so about 19 million people are pretty hacked off at me. Right?
You are one of the chosen ones.
Well, it's my night, I guess, huh?
You got it.
Rough night. You're an amazing individual, and you're very special and gifted and talented. You don't need to hear all this, but what a great pickup you are from the master of the masters, and you are a master yourself. George, I'd like to share with people what is going on in not just society. I've had a lot of time to pontificate things like this, and we're having a massive breakdown in a social structure, and it goes because we are not giving new reference point to others and our children especially. And what I mean by that is a dog can't tell time, so it doesn't know whether you've been gone 5 minutes or 5 hours. It's just darn glad to see you when you get home. What we have done as a peoples is put our popular stars on a pedestal, and we need to detach notoriety and what is significant in the world. What these actors do, and entertainment value, don't get me wrong, but what they do is insignificant. When I see people that are valuing the opinion of these people that do nothing more than read from cue cards, with all due respect to the entertainment industry, of course, but what we need to do is listen to the mother who is working two jobs to support her children, a doctor saving a child's life. This is significant. When we're listening to this psychobabble from the Gulf and these people annihilating Israel, I have to be very concerned as an American and as a patriot of this country. And what is happening to our country, George? Why are we not marching in droves? Because it is our constitutional right to voice, and all the demonstrations, the 500,000 in this city, 500,000 in Dallas, and 500,000 here, this is what these peoples do on a daily basis. They protest, and they overturn a political governments. They're used to this. This is their politic. And we're lucky if we get 5,000-10,000 people in the forum to voice their opinion, and we've become very lackadaisical. Where are we going, George? Help me with this thing, because I'm trying to finish this puzzle over here.
Have you seen the Manchurian candidate with Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene where the vice presidential candidate, I can't remember his name in the movie, but he was talking about an old woman who in one hand had her hand on a refrigerator that was empty, and on the other hand, she had a prescription to fill her medicine and her pills. And she didn't know what to do, whether to get the pills or to get the food for the refrigerator. She only had enough money for one. And, you know, basically what you're saying is that we're going through a situation now on this planet, specifically in the United States, where we've got to be able to change the direction we're going. We're going to be headed into not only a emotional problem, and you can feel it with people. I'm going to cite an example today of several things that happened to me. I am totally convinced there's something going on. People are in a daze and in a fog, but also politically. I mean, we have generals now screaming for Donald Rumsfeld's resignation.
Yeah.
And you know, I bet if we took a poll of the American people, it would be overwhelming that they'd want this guy out. Yet he continues to stay. Politicians and leaders of government that we've elected have got to start reacting to what we want, or we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
But a voice needs to be heard en masse.
Absolutely.
Not just one or two. Keep in mind, the other day when those 500,000 people were marching, on that same day, that man was being put on the stand for total malfeasance and ruining people's lives because of his greed. So what got more of the press? The 500,000 people and the aliens marching. God bless him. You want to come into this country, work? It says it on the Statue of Liberty. That's what this country is based on. I think we need to remote view everybody.
Yeah, but come in legally. That's the thing, though. Come in legally. I mean, we do have laws in this country, and that's the thing. If we want to take the laws down and just take the borders down and everybody agrees with it, so be it. I don't think that's the case. I don't think people want that. But let me tell you what happened to me, and you can listen to it on your radio. Two episodes today. Very strange. Again, you know how I've talked about how I believe people are in a daze. They're in a fog. There's something going on here. There was a truck, and the guy, I guess he did tarring of roads, asphalting, and things like that. His truck was oozing with this black tar stuff, and he was stopped at a red light, and I was behind him. And you know how sometimes the light doesn't turn green to go, but the arrow does. Well, he obviously didn't see it because about 30 seconds into it. Now, that's a long time, by the way. If you want to count 30 seconds waiting for a light to change and it's changed and 30 seconds later, you haven't moved yet. That's a long time. You want to hear how long is? I'm going to give you 5 seconds of dead air for a moment. Steve, don't go crazy back there in Los Angeles. This is just 5 seconds. This will tell you how long 5 seconds lasts. And then I want you to assume 30 because I'm building a story here. Okay, here we go. 5 seconds. That's a long time. So this was 30 seconds. This guy stayed at a green arrow. He had to make his left-hand turn. He wasn't moving. I'm behind the guy. I see the green arrow. I hate to honk my horn. I hate it. I think it's rude. But sometimes you got to hit it just a little, you know, beep, real fast. You don't lay on it just to kind of wake the guy up because you assume he's asleep or he's in a daze. I did that. And he got out of the trance that he was in, and he made his left-hand turn, and he had another fellow worker with him. And I'm telling you, it was as if I did the worst thing in the world. This guy gave me the bird. He threw his hand out the window. He was shaking his fist. It was absolutely unbelievable. And I'm saying to myself, what is this guy so upset with? You know, had he been awake instead of asleep at the switch, none of this would have happened. So that was that one episode. And now I'm on the same road, and there's this driver. Doesn't matter what sex it is, okay? She happened, though, to be pulling over more and more and more into my lane. This is on the freeway. People are doing 60 miles an hour plus. Totally oblivious of anybody that was anywhere. And I now, and you can fast blast me. I think I'm right. People are in a fog. They're in a daze. They're daydreaming. And I don't know why, but I've never, ever have I seen it happen so much in the last 6 months than I'm seeing right now. Let's go to the phones again. Wild card line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there. Hello.
George.
Yes.
This is Kyle, 970 WFLA, Tampa,
well,
Florida.
Welcome to the program. How are things doing in Tampa? It's 97 degrees in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's been a hot one down here. I mean, the weather is just it's just unreal. I mean, we've been in drought for so long. But my question is for tonight is last night it was around, I think it was yesterday, I was sitting in my house and there was some kind of, I heard this loud clap. And so, you know, I got up and I thought it was like a neighbor or something, you know, like they had dropped something. And so I went back to look outside the house and, you know, make sure, you know, that, you know, nobody was breaking in or anything. So, and I got up the next morning and asked my dad, I said, you hear that boom last night? I said, he said, yeah. He said, he talked to the neighbors and they're from Great Britain. He said, yeah, they heard it and they were all the way down St. Petersburg. So I don't know if anyone else knows about it, but might want to ask one of your listeners if there's like some kind of sonic boom.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Did it sound more like a sonic boom than something dropping or clapping, as you just said?
Yeah, it was just a big boom. I just want to know if any of your listeners know about this.
Well, it is not unusual because of planes and jets. It is not unusual for a sonic boom to occur. So I don't think there's anything unusual with that. I have not seen anything, nor have I heard anything that would tell me that this was a very weird occurrence. I think that's probably just a jet that popped through the sound barrier, and that's what you heard in Tampa. Simple as that. If you, by the way, need to email me, that's always very simple to do. You can go to george@coasttocoastam.com. By the way, amazon.com has our book, Worker in the Light, up for pre-sale orders. They have discounted it. If you want to take advantage of it now, the book will ship September 19th. The publisher is Tor Forge out of New York. They are just, I don't know, they are in heaven over this, claiming that it had turned out even better than they had expected. As a matter of fact, I've got a book tour coming up, and I'll do shows out of those cities that I'm in. And I also have to go to Washington, D.C. for a day in May at a book convention. So I'll do the show at our affiliate, WMAL, And we'll just keep rolling along with that. So I will be back in just a moment. We will continue with open lines this hour. The next hour, they get a little stranger. Trust me. Are we sending you a message, a special clue with perhaps that bumper song? Maybe we are. I'm going to start doing little things like that. And you'll have to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Then you'll see the big picture. Mm-hmm. I kid you not, there's something there. Now go figure it out. Hey, it's time to say hello to all of you listening on your favorite radio stations across North America, all over Canada, the United States. Hi to you, and thank you for supporting Coast to Coast in the fashion that you have done, making it the world's largest overnight radio show in the country. So thank you to you, Streamlink members, a little hearty salute. Call yourself the Coast Riders when you're doing your live chat. While the program is on, hi, Sherry, how are you? She's part of the Coast to Coast Riders. And also hello to the NighthawkZone.com folks. I'm doing all this early now, so some of you who might want to get on board and chat with these great people can do so early and stay for the rest of the program because we've got open lines all night long. So NighthawkZone.com folks, the Fantastic Forum Pirates, hello to you, Imaginative World folks, the Sorcery IRC, various Yahoo chat rooms now, the National Radio Club Group, great people listening to Coast on a regular basis. Small coffee shops and places all around the United States that are up late that turn the radio on and listen to Coast. Hello to all of you. Hope you have a great weekend, a wonderful Easter. We'll be back in a moment. We'll continue with your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, and let's go to our, let's see, the first hour is always kind of like a hard news, interesting type open lines, and then we really get into the Friday night frolic, the strange things. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hi. Yes.
This is Mary Michael from Salt Lake.
I know that name.
Yeah, I've called before.
You get, how do you get through when other people try for a million years?
I don't know. I just call. And when there's something I need to say, it comes.
Do you have a special in with Tommy, our
Absolutely
phone screener?
Not.
You no. would tell me the truth if that was going
you
on.
You know what? If it were the truth, I'd be real happy. But it's not.
All right. What's on your mind, Michael?
I know that I have spoken with you about many things, psychic things, and I am. I'm psychic. But today, tonight, I want to talk about my son, who's 21 years old, 22 actually, just. He's a physics, he's got a BA in physics. He's he's getting 3 degrees and then going to, you know, to get a PhD, et cetera, et cetera. But he's
you got to be pretty proud of this guy.
I love him. He's my life, you know, and my daughter. I have, you know, but he's changed.
What do you mean he's changed?
He, in the past 6 months, I mean, we've always been best friends, and he's gone to the University of Arizona. He's come back, and he lives at home right now. But he's bought me books like The Mysticism and of the New Physics by Michael Talbot, things I love.
Sure.
And that I read only. I started reading so I could speak with him, you know, and understand. But all of a sudden, he's become very melancholy, and I've physically had him all checked out. And he said, it's like, he's been controlled by something. He thinks there's all of these things he used to believe in. He had an open mind to everything. And within the last 6 months, he says, there's no God, there's nothing, there's this. And he has slept, and he's getting straight A's. And he's sleeping. all day long missing classes, and yet the professors are giving him 4.0s, and I don't understand.
Something's wrong here. Something's wrong.
Something is very wrong.
Let's go back just a moment when this started to occur, or at least when you started to notice it. Any special episodes in his life, anything happen?
No. I mean, not...
That you know of, obviously.
We used to... we've always argued about metaphysical things, things like that. But we've had fun with it. I mean, it was always fun. He used to listen to Coast to Coast with me. He used to sleep outside with me because I love looking at the stars. All of a sudden, it's nothing. He says life is nothing, but it's not depression. I've had him test it. I've had him. It's physics is all there is. There is no God. There is no. And it came on after he went to Nicaragua, where I have an aunt who, after she raised her children, opened an orphanage for children, and I don't know what happened to him there.
Well, now, what happened there in the past? I mean, is this a...
He's gone there for 4 years straight.
I mean, have other... Mary, have other people reported problems, psychological or otherwise, at this orphanage? I mean, did it ever burn down once before?
No.
Is there any hauntings going on there?
No hauntings.
Of course, you do know that most scientists do not believe in a divine power. Most scientists.
And we're Catholic, and I don't mean that I believe. Hey, I.
Maybe because he is evolving in this world of science now, maybe he's taking that posture. Maybe he's becoming like
else.
There.
He believes there's nothing else. And everything that I have, every part of him that I've always known since I birthed him is gone. He, you know, you're talking about the trails.
Is he still the same guy to you?
Valium or something, and he doesn't drink, and he doesn't.
Wait! What do you mean he's full of Valium or something?
Okay, we were talking about contrails. All of a sudden, it happened that he didn't care anymore.
Well, you do know I had a guest on Monday, Alan Watt, who claims that we're being doused with Prozac.
That's it, because my son has always been a rebel, kind of like I was during the Vietnam War. I was born in 55 and lost a fiancé there. You know, things like that. My son was always with me there, and all of a sudden, I mean, just like overnight, it happened that he had no...
ambition. He's lost the ambition, hasn't he?
Yes.
But you just said you had him checked out medically. Didn't they give him a blood test?
Yes.
And?
Nothing was showing up. I've asked him if he's depressed. Do you need time off? I mean, my gosh, you're going three. You've got one BA. You're going for two more. And
Mary, maybe he's burned out.
MIT wants you. And Christian, what do you want? I asked him what he wants.
And what does he want?
He doesn't care anymore. And he used to want to know everything. I mean, this is my child I've known for all my life. He's 22. And in the last 6 months, he doesn't care.
Outside of the science and the non-belief in a hereafter and a divine creator, is he acting the same to you? I mean, is he still nice and pleasant?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Even that hasn't changed. Even more so? I'm really confused.
Me too. We would argue, mother and son, hey, you're going to live here, you're going to get home. My rules, right? No problem, Mom, whatever. And he's not on drugs. He is so against all of that.
Where is he? Is he there now? Go put him on.
No, well, he's not. He's out.
I hope he's out having a good time. Okay, Mary, I got to move on. I got to take another call. I'm not going to say that we're not being doused with something. That's very possible, especially in light of what some of our guests have been saying over the last couple of years. I don't know, but I'm glad you had a chance to tell us. Wildcard Line, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah. Hey, George.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, I have an answer for Mary Michael there.
Yeah.
Is what her son is doing is he's thinking too much. And a lot of people, when they gather so much knowledge, their mind just won't shut off. And he's just thinking too much. And that's not the question that I called up with, but that's give her something to think about.
Well, you may be right. He may be blowing circuits in his brain because he's thinking too much.
Yeah, just has too much information. He needs this to lay back a little bit. But here I go with what I called about.
Okay.
Okay, back in the 80s, I had this dream that woke me up in the middle of the night. And the dream goes, is I thought that in the Bible, I was thinking when I woke up, I go, you know, I bet you that there's a secret code. There's something in the Bible that when, as a species of human beings, as when we evolve, that we'll find out what the secret code in the Bible is, and it will enlighten us. Well, here we go with the Da Vinci Code, right? The Bible thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, well, what if this is true with all the, seven major Bibles, call them Bibles, that there are in all the religions? What if there are codes that are in all of them? And once they get deciphered somehow through computer or through somehow, that there is a message that is meant for the world. And once we all comprehend or understand or learn what this message is, that it will change humanity into a peaceful, loving, understanding world that we could be.
Or it may make us go the other way.
Well, you know, there we go, thinking on the negative side. But
well, no, you know me. I'm a positive guy. But,
yeah.
But you got to look at reality. And the reality is, there's good and bad in everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so you never know.
Yeah, well, look all that we found out, all the prophecies that there was about the assassination in Israel and of Kennedy and everything that came out of the Da Vinci Code, you know, with the computer, you know, how
sure.
They did that.
Yes,
well,
sir.
What if in all the other major texts of all the religions that there are secret messages relating to similar things?
Well, and it's also very possible that there are codes in all these various documents. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
We are fine. Who'd you call me?
Christopher. I'm at the southern part of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, Edinburgh. It's two different stations, actually, here. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate your erudite and very quick wit. I compliment you. For Mary, I would have her read a book called The Tao of Physics by Fritjof Capra. It came out some 20 years ago.
How will that help her?
This gentleman correlates with Taoism and correlates with other religions. And also, I've studied Kabbalah, too, for some 30 years now. It gets into other... I teach physics. I also worked in nuclear medicine for a while.
Okay.
Anyway, I agree with other gentlemen, too. He's overanalyzing... he's into reductionism. Everything's mathematical. You can correlate information and reduce it to a mathematical equation of some form. It's easy to do, especially with physics. They get down to quantum effects and everything explained in terms of consciousness to the quantum. But the only reason I called is I've had, since I was little, out-of-body experience. I thought everybody was doing this. I ended up through high school, rise out of the bed at night, look down, and I could see the neighborhood and come back and fall asleep. And my mom thought it was a gift. I told her she didn't have to say anything, and he couldn't go along. It sort of stopped when I got to college. But I'm tying it into what you talked about with the Nazca lines, these petroglyphs
yes.
in South America. I think they teach shamans. I think they teach the members of their group to develop this skill in looking down from above the ground. You can make out these forms. And I won't call it a test, but I just thought I'd throw it out as a potential.
Like remote viewing. They remote view this.
Oh, definitely. I think there's something there. The other thing, I'm proud, too, along with your son, and then also listening to Mary talking about her boy, too, is my daughter graduated with a philosophy and biochemistry background and got a job now at Northwestern. But she also was in St. Louis there, too, at Washington University.
That's a great school.
She had a great, that was excellent school, and she might go back but for graduate work. But anyway, the reason to bring that up is aligning with the microbiologist and the other groups that are having problems. Do you remember the name? I think it was T-A-H-A, I think the lady's name is Dr. Death. It was Saddam Hussein's woman. She was the...
She is still being held in captivity.
Yeah, I think that's
yes.
what's happening. They keep talking about releasing these women. You remember this? They keep having yes. to grab somebody. I think that's the theory behind why they're going after people in this country. Besides that, of course, we have the outbreak of these diseases they're trying to scare people with, the latest one being the mumps in Iowa. I don't know about you, but it seems like something planted here.
Well, you know, we've been saying a long time that these diseases are being released either by accident or intentionally.
Well, yeah, you remember what, West Nile some years ago, and then had SARS come over, went through Canada down here, and then kept warning about outbreaks around the world. Now they're going this avian flu thing. I know.
Well, look, the CDC announced just a few weeks ago that they're going to start trying mutated versions to see if it's going to affect people. And I'm saying all we need is this little bug to get loose. And who knows what could happen.
Well, you remember they had, again, it's been some time ago, they started sending out to the Postal Service these samples of smallpox showing up.
Yeah.
I thought, I stared at this, like, what are they doing? This doesn't make sense. They were virulent forms. They weren't just out to do research on. These were showing up, and they had some recall. No explanation came of that either. But I think you're right on target there, and I appreciate it.
Okay, well, I appreciate you being on the show. Let's go to another call before the top of the hour. What a fast hour that was. First-time caller line. Hi there.
Hello. It's Peter from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hey, Peter.
Great, great show. Absolutely outstanding. Your ability and knowledge as the host and great subjects. I'm a physician, and I see a lot of patients early in the morning at the hospital, and I'm on the East Coast, so they're always asking me, well, you look so tired, and so often I'll set my clock to get up and listen to your show live. The RFID was really great. It's gotten me kind of involved in informing people. And the what was very interesting was the Alan Watt. I think it was just this past Monday.
This was Monday. Boy, he's a home run. Really
incredible.
Is.
I mean, it really does make you think. And I'm really one of these. I'm a physician, but also a scientist. But I'm one of certainly not a scientist that doesn't have a spiritual side. I have a very strong Christian part and sort of belief and imagination and so on in sort of what's going on in the universe and the world in terms.
That's unusual, though, to have your background and your beliefs.
Well, so much so that the book I'm trying to write, working on fusion research, the main character, the physicist, even though I'm not a physicist, it believes in the divine creator, and that we're meant to discover this, to be able to control fusion as a source of energy for the world, to sort of save the world, so to speak.
I would love to see that happen.
And I think it'd be a great topic for someone who's an expert, which is not me. But what's interesting is that if you think about it, all the research has been going on for about 50 years. They are getting closer. And I've spoken to some of the physicists at the Princeton Plasma Physics Lab and also at Oak Ridge. And it's interesting that if you think about hydrogen is one proton, one electron, the simplest element, the lightest element, that's the fuel for stars to create all their heat and light. It's the simplest, most abundant fuel in the universe or element, but that fuel, which is heavy hydrogen, we're awash in it in the oceans on Earth. And
there's no doubt. I'm at the top of the hour, so I got to move on. But we will be doing some shows on alternative energy. Promise you.